The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
There is no more surprising time in my life than when I get a question right on Jeopardy that's not pop culture.
Burt, Kristen, Mo, and Abby on The Burt Show.
I would say it's one of the top five rewarding things that I have done in my life is watching this adopted dog that I have turn into a completely different dog like each and every month, right? I've told you guys before that I adopted this dog a while back, English Bulldog, lived on a farm, and came to me secondhand because, you know, she was really kind of just around to be making litters. And then the people on the farm weren't making any money on her. So they're like, all right, peace out. And then she fell into my hands. But when she got to me, she was so scared of everything that I would put her outside. You guys remember that? She would run right into my bushes and she would stay there all day long.
Yep.
She would never come out, wouldn't even peek her head out. So that's where we started. She wouldn't come up and down the stairs. She was afraid to go in the house. She only wanted to be outside. I used to have to pick her up to come into the house. And now, especially over the course of the last couple of months, this dog will not leave my side. I mean, she wants to sleep in bed with me now. She wants to be on the couch with me. She follows me from room to room. And it has been totally and completely rewarding. But now she's become so dependent that she won't sleep by herself at night. So
be careful what you ask for.
Now we got scratches on the door. Now we got whining outside of the room. So while rewarding, it has come totally and completely full circle, man.
Yeah, I've been having this problem, too, with my new kitten that I just got. I got a kitten about 4 weeks ago in early January. And you want them to attach to you because when you pick up your kitten or your puppy for the first time, you're literally, like, abducting them from their mom and dad.
Right.
So, like, when I picked up Betty, my new kitten, she's in the back seat, like, rah, rah, rah. And all you can think about is the fact that she's like, I'm never going to see my family again. And I'm like, I'm your family now.
Right.
So we've gotten to a point where she has to sleep with me. She'll either sleep on my chest or she'll sleep curled up with me. But then it backfires because cats do this thing called making biscuits where they like knead on you. They like find something squishy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And then they start like doing this thing where they go back and forth with their paws and it'll be waking you up at 2, 3, 4 in the morning. It's cute as hell, but it's an inconvenience.
I don't know a lot about pets, but could it possibly be as simple as they just got to warm up to you in a new environment?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I didn't even know she had this in her personality, to be honest with you. Based on what we saw the first couple of months, you guys have heard me like, maybe I'm just stuck with a dog that just really kind of sucks.
you gave up on her pretty quick.
I mean, she's not going anywhere. She's family now, but maybe she just doesn't have a personality, right? And it has taken her now a year, and I don't know if this was inside of her. I do not know what that life on the farm looked like, so I don't know if they played with her a lot, but she's never played with anything. I mean, she's a great dog. She doesn't do anything wrong. She doesn't chew on anything. She's not high maintenance in any way, shape, or form until the last couple of weeks where the turning point, this is really, really interesting as far as dogs go and packs go. I think the turning point was like me allowing her on the couch. So when she's on the couch, I'm on the couch, Amanda's on the couch, and we're all just hanging out there, I think it brought her like some kind of sense of being part of the pack. And I think that was the turning point.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I, too, feel most at home on my couch. So if that was the turning point, it makes a lot of sense.
Well, there's no room on mine, so you're going to have to stay here. All right. Mo got to saw the strangest thing on the internet when it comes to weddings, how you are invited to some things but not other things when it comes to a wedding, which makes no sense.
No sense to me. Apparently, this is pretty common in, like, the Netherlands and UK. But, yeah, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of anything like this. So I saw this article on People by Aaron Clack, and the title caught my attention because it said, I ended up wandering around the city getting a sandwich and eating it in the freezing cold by myself before the party. And it makes you wonder, like, how could that possibly happen being invited to someone's wedding?
Yeah.
So what she explained was this particular wedding, the way that it was set up. So they had a, I guess there was a dinner in the middle, but there was a gathering at the church from 3 to 4 p.m. And then in the middle, there was a dinner. And then at 9 p.m., there was a reception. But what this person didn't realize until midway through waiting around to try to figure out what was going on was apparently there were three sections of people that got different invitations to this wedding. So there were people who were invited to just the reception part, which started at nine.
Mm-hmm.
There were people who were invited to just the dinner and reception part. And there were also a few people who were invited to all three. But for some odd reason, she was a part of a group of people that were invited to the gathering at the church to see the actual ceremony.
Uh-huh.
And then she had to find something to do
between
that time because she was not invited to the dinner, but she was invited to the reception.
That seems so incredibly rude to me.
So rude. It's like you have the A team, the B team, and the C team.
Yeah.
And everybody I know that's planned a wedding, like you have that list, like you send out the A invites first, but that means the A team gets invited to everything. And then if part of the A team can't come, that's when you start going down the B team list.
Now, I do like the option of them asking you, like, you can go to two of the three of these. Which would you like to go? Because I would just bail on the ceremony.
That's how I felt. Yes. Like, I wouldn't have been mad at it if this were explained to me and I had the option. But to be told, okay, from 3 to 4, we want you to come to the actual ceremony and then we'll pick back up at 9.
What?
She didn't even realize that there was a dinner until she got to the reception and everybody had just wrapped up dinner. And she said they were warm to me. Like, they weren't looking at her as if she wasn't supposed to be there. But at the same time, she couldn't help but wonder, like, well, why wasn't I invited to the dinner?
Absolutely not going back.
I do think it's weird as hell. I do kind of like the concept because then I can go get my food because wedding food is always whack.
The comments said that for a lot of people who do this in like UK and the Netherlands, it's just to save a dollar or two. You save some money by not, I guess, having dinner for everyone. That's for your most important people. And then for everyone else, you just bring them back for just the reception.
Yeah, well, that's not here.
I would not have made anything after that ceremony. That would have been the end of my day.
Hell no.
The Burt Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.